Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These. I love that song. I really do. Hey, Laurent. Hey, Pam. Hello, Thomas. Welcome aboard.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How goes it?
Yeah, it goes. As long as it goes. When you press the pedal, it goes.
Yeah. Well, if you can't press the pedal,
it's just Wednesday evening. The women aren't wearing anything, and the men are scantily clad, right?
No, that's the other show. You're thinking about that other show, not this one. This one, you're allowed to have clothes on. Yes, we keep a little something on.
Only if you have to.
Because it's best to leave a little something to the imagination. That's what my mother always told me. Just a little something to the imagination.
Not everything.
What's it?
Well, you got your song.
There's not anybody here that doesn't have an imagination. Of that, I am certain. Yes, yes, yes.
Good point.
Not one on these phones tonight.
You want to imagine.
So, happy Wednesday, everybody. I think we got some good poetry tonight. At least it looked like it.
I would hope so.
Makes me happy. That's right. And if we're lucky, well, if we're lucky, it won't all. Well, we won't have a bunch on Friday, too. Well, then again, Frisky Friday is always fun.
If we're lucky, we'll get lucky.
We'll try not to read it all at once.
Yeah, right. We'll have to take our time. Absolutely. Anyhow, let's see now. What else is happening? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Yes. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
It's so,
man with us. I haven't heard him say a thing.
Who?
Pam.
She can't compete.
What about
I'm
me?
Sure that's what she'll tell.
Okay, I haven't heard you say anything. I was wondering if you were actually
here.
Oh,
I said hello, everyone, and then I kind of figured that was the end of my part of the conversation.
You were practicing courtesy and decorum.
Right,
no,
right.
She's tired from dancing provocatively.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
that's hard work.
Once you get over 50, Laron, it gets harder to be provocative. At least the dancing part, anyway.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, my dance moves were best made for radio. That is for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely where the imagination counts.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. I guess we're supposed to start somewhere, huh? Because I don't have anything in mind.
Beginning's always a good place.
I think so.
Start in the living
room
and make our way to the bedroom.
Well, I'm not touching that one. Pam, honey, I just got a message from Mindy that she's not going to be able to make it tonight. And her poem is the first one on the board. So
of
guess
course.
What?
I'm
going to ask you to read it for us, Pam. Okay? Did you hear me,
girlfriend? She'll rise to the occasion.
Maybe.
No, that's our job.
Pam Ray.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Can I get you to read the one from this first one for
us? Sure.
Okay, thank you. It's up now. It's by MK.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Treasure intrinsic in vibrancy by MK Rock, and it goes like this. Novelesque reels play mind unwind, tint splashed hues on black and white, tawny dynamics bearing trace depths, testing dulce dusted intrigue, delta waves and bounty rhythms, lashes splayed upon sleep tossed ferns, suns at midnight torch and russet burn, fields furrowed, season in which we lay, manna abundant sown to reap, harvest cycles wired churning sleep, bronze gold of plume drip rippling, the feathers tickling harvest memory, autumn whimpers of flesh, vain flight under hand, fingertips and graves claims made, breath coaxed breezes and supple cast, Morpheus echoes moaned reply, canvas hues wept for in cores shades, summer barley fades to buckskin, manna abundant sown to reap, harvest cycles wire churning sleep, twilight histories pulse our illusion, vision swept neath lid-fingered, fringed drape, sooty fanning as dreamscape's fake. And
nice job, Pam. Nice job. And Laron, are you going to handle?
I'm right here. Okay. I'm ready to handle anything you want me to handle. Just let me know, and it is going to be handled. And not
my,
rudely.
Oh my.
Not rudely either. Well, the Sweet Dreams theme has been well exercised by Mindy in this particular poem. We have a rather eloquently worded dream, novelesque reels, play minds unwind, tint splashed hues on black and white, tawny dynamics bearing trace, depths testing dulce, dusted intrigue. And she goes on down to talk about delta waves, waves of sleep, manna abundant, sown to reap, harvest cycles, wired churning sleep, takes us into an autumn time, which quite she had an experience. Feathers tickling, harvest memory, you bet they do. This is a subtly passionate, subtly erotic, well done, Mindy, as ever. She knows how to wordsmith with the best of them. Tom, my friend, you got the mic?
No, you got to toss it over to me, huh? I just, first, Mindy is someone where you just have to sit back and enjoy the music that the words create, the way they riff and roll together. I love bronze gold, the plumes trip rippling to feathers tickling, harvest memory, autumn whimpers of flesh feigned flight, under tanned fingertips, engraved claim made. And the next verse is equally as brilliant. This really just takes the whole idea of dreams and wonder and the way that a body moves and takes it and just turns it into a wonderful, rippling, running, delightful dream that catches your breath and steals you away. I just really love this in oh so many ways.
Thank you, Tom. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, I thought this was really beautiful. You know, for the most part, I find a very dull color, but I have to say that Mindy has really given it life. I like her use of manna and the whole idea of someone who offers up to you the physical and the emotional and spiritual substance that you need from another person. I also like delta waves and bounty rhythm, lashes splayed upon sleep, tousled turns, suns at midnight touch and rusted burn. There's such feeling of passion within those lines. And this is beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam and Jean.
I thought this was a gorgeous piece by Mindy. You know, wonderful imagery all throughout. You know, the passions were well expressed in here. That was just a beautiful work, just beautiful work. And but then again, I expect no less from Miss Mindy. She always puts out a wonderful piece. Fabulous job, man. Love the choice of picture, too. Mm-hmm. Good stuff, good stuff. Okie dokie. Now, Laurent, you'll be the next one in line.
Uh-oh.
So let me grab this. Yeah. And whenever you're ready. This is by SLR.
Yes, it is. SLR 8313. We have Revelation. In sleep, all is revealed. The comfort and warmth electrifies me to touch. The softness of lips, their irresistible taste, nourishes me daily in my twilight years. Joy floods my eyes with tears. Elated in happiness, I cry. I've spent an eternity of hope in an endless search, grieving, defeated by loss, left to decay. But now I feel my heart blossom. You resurrected me from death. Intimacy of a secret remains hidden. It would be suicide to share such words. We are one again, and I tremble in fear, for the night cannot hide from the sun. Love continues to exist as I remember. Whisper your sweet words in my ear. soothe me from pain of remembrance. How foolish, clinging to old memories. I am pathetic, living in a fantasy world, torturing hours of daylight. Hurry me to nightfall. Must you leave me when we have just reunited? The sun rises, blinding me. I am forced to grasp at air. My hands remain empty. I close the drapes to look for you in the darkness of my sleep. End poem.
Nice read.
Wow, it was a great poem. I enjoyed that piece a lot. Pam, mm-hmm. Could you start us off, please?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is a beautiful, heartfelt write. I really like joy floods my eyes with tears. Joy floods my eyes with tears. You waited in happiness. I cry for an eternity of hope. Intimacy of a secret remains hidden. And how foolish clinging old memories and pathetic living in a fantasy world. You know, it's interesting to me because you can't always put sadness and sensuality together and pull it off. But they managed to do that, to this idea of, you know, looking back at a memory that meant something to you. And it's kind of this whole flood of emotions within the mind and that speaks to you with at nighttime. I also like whisper your sweet words in my ears, soothe me from pain of remembrance. And there's a kind of just real need to have somebody there with you. And it's a very, like, tangible need that you can feel within those lines. So, very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. Yeah, he says, I am pathetic living in a fantasy world. But at the same time, he feels joy. Floods my eyes with tears. Elated in happiness, I cry. But it's the dream, isn't it? That third stanza I found especially powerful. Intimacy of a secret remains hidden. It would be suicide to share such words. We are one again, and I tremble in fear, for the night cannot hide from the sun. I think he's afraid their secret would be outed. Great piece. Nice share, Sharon. And Thomas, please.
I always look at this and really thinking about the shifts that occur. You know, it starts, in sleep all is revealed, the comfort of warmth. And it's about the sleeping and the discovery of someone to touch, the softness of lips, their irresistible taste nourishes me daily in my twilight years. And then we're brought more into how the touching and how it has changed his life. And because, you know, he had the joy floods and I spent eternity of hope and defeated by the loss, left to decay. But now I feel my heart blossom. You resurrected me from death. The sense of coming alive, this you know, awakening. And then in that third stanza, which you're right, is really just a terrifically, you could almost say a succulent piece in its sensuality and its revelation. Because you suddenly realize that there is no one there but the power of a memory, the power of that sense of being so fulfilled that even now with them gone, you're still vibrantly alive in the dream. And even when he tries to tear himself down, how foolish clinging to old memories. I am pathetic living in a fantasy world. Somehow you thoroughly understand when he says, my hands remain empty, I close the drapes to look for you in the darkness of my sleep. As if we have accepted the fact that fantasy or not, this is perhaps the best thing of all. That's an incredibly powerful job to be able to pull that off. Very, very, very well done.
Thank you, Tom. Gene, please.
Oh, I thought this was a great piece, very well written and beautiful. I really enjoyed all the, I don't know, I love the intro to the piece itself, that first stanza, And then that was only to be followed with that wonderful end stanza. And I think it was really a great job. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate you putting in for us into the contest. And Thomas, that brings me to you.
That brings me back to the doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, God, now I'll be singing that in my head. But this is by Bettina Rambo. Oh,
I hear it all the time. Every time somebody goes, and it brings me back to you, and then that song pops in my head.
Right.
You know, I got Charlie Parker from my father, show tunes from my mom, and it runs through my life.
Hey, Gene?
Yes.
Doesn't this seem like this one should be read by a woman's voice?
I don't know.
Bettina Shomu?
I don't know. You want to read it, Pam? I don't know. I didn't. Okay. Hang on. I'm elsewhere. That's okay.
Always.
I don't want to. I guess. I don't know. I guess. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll read it. Well, I just. Yeah. Thomas, I'll get you on the next one. This is called
Cool.
Sweet Dreams Are All About It. By Bettina Shomo. I dream about the night we first met, how we planned to meet. I couldn't find you. Then I stood still. You found me. The words you said, how you looked at me, called me sexy, how I knew in that moment, remembering the man of my dreams, my fantasy. Was it you? On this night you were. You are my heart. You chose you. Sweet dreams are made of us. The way you say my name when we love, how I respond when you touch me, the nakedness of us when we lie together, the beauty of our voices, the words said, the beauty of our kisses, the way we feel, how we spoon not wanting to part, the way my heart knows when you're near, the way you reach for me, the way I feel when I think of you, wanting more, the beauty of all of you. I dream about it all the time. In my thoughts, daydreams, my dreams at night. Those dreams at night. I can't help but smile. I revel in them. I dream of nothing more. Sweet dreams are made of us. End poem.
Nicely read, Jean. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I like the fact that you made the dream, the sweet dream, the central theme all the way through this, from the first lines. Right down to the last lines. I dream about the night we first met. Sweet dreams are made of us. I mean, that's nice bracketing of the subject. And I like the way she laid out all the individual things that, the ways that she responds, the nakedness of us, the beauty of our voices, beauty of our kisses, how we spoon, the way my heart knows near, the way you reach for me, and on down to the end. I thought she covered the prompt really well. And did it in a very appealing voice, so to speak. I like that. All right. Thomas, your turn to start.
Yeah. Now that you've said everything that I could possibly have said. No. I've had my voice stolen from me. I agree with everything you said. The way that she took the idea of dreams and kept adding to it so that every time the word dream came up and the sweet dreams are made of us, you found yourself hearing it almost like it was new all over again. And that takes a great deal of skill. I thought you did a beautiful job in it.
Thank you, Thomas. And that brings us back to Gene. No. Pam, sorry.
Can't
forget Pam. Should I have been in the dungeon?
Yes. Well, first of all, a great read, Gene. I really liked it. I like how she played with the title of the song and, you know, the line in the song, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Us. I particularly like where she says, my heart chose you, and the way you reach for me, the way I feel when I think of you, wanting more, the beauty of all of you. I really like that line, too, the beauty of all of you, like truly appreciating not just the physical about somebody, but their mind and their heart. Just a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, ma'am. And Jean, I'm sure you like this.
I did. I thought it was really a beautiful piece. You know, it was well written, lots of good thoughts in it. And I thought that it did really meet the prompt well. So, great job. Great job. You have to give me 2 seconds. Okay. Let me send a message out on last one. Okay. Here I am. Now I have to find something. I guess I can't have him read Martha Gittel's piece. So I think I'll put that up and play the audio.
Yeah, she did a voice for the SoundCloud.
Here we go. A Tower of Dreams by Martha Gittel.
A Tower of Dreams by Martha Gittel. I'm building a tower of dreams as my world expands at the seams. I'm climbing higher, it is true, on my tower of dreams about you. I'm dreaming my dreams about you, the sweet, sexy things you do. Every time you run your hands on my skin, I fall for you all over again. So let me be the one you dream of when day is done. All that I'll ever need, it's true, is to be making sweet love with you. So baby, when you touch my breast, you can make me lose my breath. And your hands between my thighs, babe, you take me straight to paradise. So let me be the one you dream of when day is done. All that I'll ever need, it's true, is to be making sweet love with you. So baby, here comes the night. Come here, I want to hold you tight. Come place your hands on me. Take me straight to ecstasy.
Well, bravo. It's always nice to hear a poem sung in the key of Martha. She has a unique way of writing her poems. Each one of them deserves to be a song. I look at the stanzas, and I've said this before, I look at the stanzas, and it's just, she has a real knack for writing, for writing songs. I've often wondered and struggled with, is a song a poem, or is a song and some songs are poems? I'm not sure yet which way I want to go with that. Pam, could we have your insight, please?
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I really like that Martha seems to have had a lot of fun with this one. I really like, I'm dreaming my dreams about you, the sweet, sexy things you do. Every time you run your hands on my skin, I fall for you all over again. There's just this really real sense of giving in to somebody's touch, and filled with a lot of passion. I also really like, and as your hands between my thighs, babe, you take me straight to paradise. Wonderful lines. As always, just a great lyrical quality with the rhyme and flow, and very well done.
Thank you so much, Pam. Great comment. And Tom, your turn.
Now, I can only build on and expand on what Pam has already said, because I like the opening line, I'm building a tower of dreams. And then she takes that and goes, I'm dreaming my dreams about you, the sweet, sexy things you do. The chorus just reinforces that, to let me be the one you dream of, of when the day is done. All I'll ever need is true is be making love with you. I mean, it's very sexy, it's very sensual, and yet there's this sense of joyful passion. I think that's the right way to describe it. It just makes it all become very sensuous and delightful. And that's a real gift.
It is indeed. Thank you, Thomas. Jean Marie, it's you.
Hello. I said hello before you got to say anything.
Yes, you did. You did.
I did. Well, I think Martha did a great job with this piece. I think it was very well written. You know, clever lines throughout. It does have a great lyrical quality. And I think that there was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, my gosh.
I'd like to see Budo provide a little music for one of these.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That would be fun. I do think it was just a great job. You know, Martha always offers us up a song, so that's always different and always fun. But I think that she really, oh, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was a wonderful take against the prompt, because she did this against prompt one, and that was, I believe, I'm going to go peek. Oh, no, I can't go peek yet. Anyway, I think it was something like, oh, there it is. Let me be the one that dances through your dreams. That was the prompt one. And I think it was nicely done in that. So, yep, Chubb is Martha. Okay, well, I can't do that anymore, so I have to open up another tab. Okie doke. I know. I'm just, yeah, I'm running away. Okay, Thomas. I think I finally found you one.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to sit there really long without any poems. I think we're going to.
Okay.
You're going to catch me on one. Okay. Here we go.
Is this a fruitful feast by Simon Guest?
Yes, it is. Fruitful feast.
Fruits of your labor hang plump and ripe, ready for tender hands to quickly pick. Juices flow as hungry eyes greedily bite, lick, and nibble. Half-eaten strawberries leak sweet elixir. Rivers of red flow between heavenly partially covered peaks, enticing gentle tongues down hidden avenues. Wanton lips bear witness to a fruitful feast and a full-bodied taste of sensual delight. End poem.
Nice.
I want some of that fruit. I don't find that at Wegmans when I go grocery shopping. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Beautiful way to look at fruit and passion. This piece reminds me of that scene from Tom Jones, when they eat and look at each other and make love with their eyes as they eat. Eating
great
and sex, so closely connected. All right, there, Tom. Aren't they, Tom?
Oh, for me? I was just thinking about that Tom Jones thing. My parents saw that and then made me go see it. I was like in eighth grade. And I all the way through. Great film. This one the sensuality makes no pretense about what it's speaking to and how and how this is all a metaphor for a much more lustful and joyous occasion. But I just love that last line, wanton lips bear witness to a fruitful feast and a full body taste of sensual delights. Kind of sums it up all rather well. He created quite a spell, put a smile on my face.
Thank you, Tom. And Pam, please.
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual brevity about enjoying the feast. And I really like the stanza, such juices flow as hungry eyes greedily bite, lick, and nibble, and the line, wanton lips bear witness to a fruitful feast. Really nicely done and wonderful use of food for sensuality.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Jean, tell us about those forbidden fruits.
Oh, I thought that this was a wonderful piece. I think Simon did an excellent job with this rite. It was a great sensual rite. Had a lot of just a lot of wonderful metaphors in it, and I think that it really hit all the notes that we were looking for in the contest. So well done, Simon, and thanks for sharing that one with us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, where am I going to go?
The Eternal Challenge. What's next?
I know. Well, I know who is next. Pam is next. Let's see. So, Miss Pam, if you would be so kind as to read this piece for us, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this is Night Moves by Linda M.B., and it goes like this. These green and studded heels adorn my feet, feet that just an hour ago walked bare and brown on sand blistering from midday sun, feet that carried legs into a sea to let the water's chilly fingers tiptoe up. Tonight, these legs will shine with sweat suspended high above a surging crowd who watch and roar, and I will dance pretending that I swim, that I feel the rush of urgent salty surf engulf my hips as if it is the moisture from a lover's mouth, as gulls fly up, mocking waves crash, knocking me away from lustful thoughts, thoughts that cool as quickly as they flame, to bring me back to where and what I am, a sequin siren caged, the air her stage. End poem.
Wonderful read, Pat. Nicely done. You know, I've often wondered what dancers think about when they're dancing, that kind of dance. So I really like these lines. Tonight these legs will shine with sweat, suspended high above a surging crowd who watch and roar. And I will dance, pretending that I swim. I actually find that very poetic. And that last line, I am a sequin siren caged, the air her stage. Very, very nice and aptly named Night Moves. Jean, I'd like to start with you, please.
With me?
With you.
Well, I like this piece very much. I like the I love the intro into it. These green studded heels adorn my feet. Feet that just an hour ago walked bare and brown on sand, flickering from midday sun. Feet that carried legs into the sea to let the water's chilly fingers tiptoe. I thought that was a wonderful introduction to the piece right there. The rest of it was just gravy. I keep saying gravy. It was just a really well done piece, and I think it was a great take on that prompt. I find it interesting where the green, studded shoes carried her, no puns intended. Just think it was really a nice job, creative, that's for sure. So, great work. Happiness. Thanks, Linda. You started with me, Laurent. You got two more to go. Three, two.
That's right. That's right. I thought we were done. Barry, could you comment, please? Dan?
I swear I thought you said Tom. Sorry. I thought I really liked her use of imagery in the rush of urgent salty surf engulfs my hips as if it is the moisture from a lover's mouth. And I also like how she has a backstory here and shows us the secret thoughts of a cage dancer as she goes through her moves to entertain and seduce the audience. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Tom, Night Moves, what did you think?
I thought this was a really nice use of the image and the use of teasing Kintz and the way that there's the reality that's right there in front of you and the way we use that reality to maintain and manage the vibrance and sensuality of our life so that even the harshness of being in front of a whole lot of people can be used to keep you in a state of wonder and joy, no matter what's going on. Thoughts that cool as quickly as they flame to bring me back to where and what I am. A sequin siren, cage, the air, her stage. That last phrase, the air, her stage. Just again, she sets herself free like a bird. I just thought that was rather a vibrant and hearty piece.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Thomas. All right, Gene, that brings us to the next piece, I think.
Okay, well, the next piece is Unraveling by KT Day. So let me put on that sound. Here we go.
Unraveling. I'm sleepwalking across the tightrope. Don't wake me. Love evolves, spinning cycles, climbing, soaring like angel wings, twisting the cosmos into eternal coils. How rare it is. Just to witness what magnificent we cherish flickers. But there's magic in the darkness. It's in the pause. Then you see her, sparkling in inky sky, broken glass and lullaby, beautiful like silk, fluttering anticipation, dancing on candy visions. We take apart their machines, live within dreams, within dreams, within dreams, floating on an unstable stream, sleepwalking, we sink.
Well, Casey has a wonderful reading voice. That was a great sound cloud with a fantastic opening as well. I'm sleepwalking across a tightrope. Don't wake me. It's a wonderful way of showing the tension within the dream that she does not want to abandon. And the other stanza, twisting the cosmos into eternal coils. How rare it is. She has a way with words, thankfully, as a poet. Thomas, could you start us off?
No, there's a sharp sense of this being almost like a piece of brevity, Because you're getting caught in these quick little phrases. I'm sleepwalking across a tightrope. Don't wake me. And then love evolves, spinning cycles, climbing, soaring like angel wings. And each little nugget buries so much thought and so much promise of what's to come and how there's a chance for greatness and a chance for magic and a chance for things that she always dreamed to take place, so much so that sleepwalking, we synced. I find it, you know, almost as, you know, sleep as an escape. Sleep is a place of wonder. Sleep is a place of magic. She catches so many things with such tight, quick phraseology. Praises. Very well done. Ron, I'm done. You there?
It's awfully quiet.
You're right. I'm sitting here going, why isn't he responding? What's going on? Guilty, guilty, guilty. Pam, please.
Yeah, this has just some really strong and beautiful imagery. I really like love evolves, spinning cycles, climbing, soaring like angel wings, twisting the cosmos into eternal coils, how rare it is. And I like how she makes the last few lines really move. And the idea of sinking into those dreams. And I also really like the imagery, and then you see her sparkling, an inky sky, broken glass, and lullabies. There's something very vivid within those lines. So it's beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, please. Don't imitate me, Jean.
I said yes.
Yeah, you snuck that yes in there just in time again. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did. I think this was a great poem. I thought it was an interesting take on the prompt. You know, I'm sleepwalking across a tightrope. I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. You know, and it just went somewhere that my brain did not at first. But I thought it was clever. I thought it was well done. I thought it was a great take on the prompt when it came down to it. Yeah, and it was, I like the display of the poem, you know, the shaping, because, you know, I'm always one of those people that likes to see things moving on the page a little differently, and I think that it was a great job. So thank you, Casey, for sharing with us. Well done, piece. Okay. So now, I guess the next one. It's on me. So, let me clear my throat. Take a swig of gin. We're all good now. Here we go. This piece is called Snaked by Poetess Queen. He seeks me, tongue slithering across lips in blind ambition, as words of fanged invitation are foyers upon a biological urges, hissing in slithered languages of acquiescent favor sweetness, peeping from within its open portal, ambling. Across me as night slowly drifts, he angles towards wet aches, throbbing, and he collides inside in slithered hunger, those thoughts of me linger. Upon forked tongue vibrating, assembling into passionate throes, attenuating in moaned pleasure, quivering uncoiled, bitten. We survived unfurling, uncoiling each strike of tongue against gateway of womanliness, and lips gasp, release grasp, with each new plunge touching, chasing me in slithered shades of night. Curling into masculinity, I slide beside him under moon and stars of night, curled in his grasp. End poem. I think I chopped
it. I just watched my thermometer climb at least 4 degrees with that reading. That was hot. You got my attention on that one. We strive, we survive unfurling, uncoiling each strike of tongue against gateway of womanliness and lips grasp, release, grasp with each deep plunge. You know, he took the snake picture and incorporated what the reader can see in the image perfectly into his poem, hissing, ambling, linger, bitten, touching, curled in his grasp. That was very nicely done. I like this prompt. I wanted to write to it. I couldn't make it happen. But Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I think Poetess Queen did a beautiful job with this. I like how she has the separate words between the stanzas, like hissing, ambling, linger, bitten, touching, and all those kind of like wonderful action words. And I, too, like the stanza that you pointed all out, but I also like, across me as night slowly drifts, he angles toward wet aches throbbing, and he collides inside in slithered hunger. Those thoughts of me linger. I really like how beautiful and seductive this is and how she really brings us down to I don't know the right word, but she just, she really, it's all about the enjoyment of the sensuality and the sexuality, and it's very well done.
Thank you, Ben. And Tom, your comment, please.
Yes. She takes a creature, the snake, and uses it as a metaphor in the finest levels of sensuality, so that in many ways it grows in its presence and becomes a perfect descriptor of a dynamic, vibrant, passionate kind of sex. Without ever becoming vulgar, without ever slipping away from the sensuality that she's creating, but she does it with such a strong, dynamic fashion that by the time she's done, you're sweating. Beautiful work there.
Yeah, this is a, thank you, Thomas. A high quality piece. It really makes that metaphor work. Not a snake in the grass. It's a snake in the grass. Jean, how about you?
I like this piece. I like the lead in. To start off, you know, he seeks me, tongue slithering across lips, blind ambition. His words are fanged invitation, foyers. So I like the intro in this piece. But again, you know, as with all the rest of them, I the middle was wonderful, but I loved how she ended it, you know, tasting me in slithered shades of night, curling into masculinity. I slide beside him under moon and stars of night, curled in his grasp. See, I like that. I thought those two, that lead in and the exit were fabulous. And, you know, everything in between was good. It was really good. But they just, those two pieces just stuck out to me very much. So great job, PQ, and thanks for entering. Great choice of prompt, by the way. Okay. Since I read that, I'm not prepared. Huh, what can I tell you? Okay, so after me, who read before me? Laurent, did you read before me?
No.
Thomas, you read before me. What does that mean? Oh, Casey Day read before me. Good point. Okay, well, I'm going to go to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Well, I know what I'm going to do. The hell with all this confusion.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Being incisive.
What do you do, right? You learn to overcome your shortcomings sometimes. Pam, have this one for you to read.
Okay. This is bread pudding and kielbasa, and it goes like this. She has eyes of polished silver, sharp and refined. She loves the feeling of perfectly cut gems draped on creamy exposures of flesh. She loves the thrill of scanning the room. One kielbasa, two kielbasa, kielbasa, four. Now her mouth is watering. She's not the kind of woman that comes to a buffet to nibble on a salad. A man is approaching her. His choice of clothing suggests he's not as well off as most in the room. She likes them lean and muscular. She likes eyes that spark with mischief. She likes them filthy rich. He looks into her with a smile of raw, masculine seduction, and she can't help but think, two out of three ain't bad. That night, his mouth and hands meander their way through her hills and valleys. Her sharp nails dig into the trek of the journey. He tells her she tastes like kiwi and melon soaked in rum, sinfully delicious, and her cup runneth over. Out of her 10-point system, he's an 8. She has no tolerance for a man that orders cheap champagne. But the way he eagerly cleans a plate, the way he drowns in worshipful moans as she swallows his offering, the way he orders dessert, bread pudding with whipped cream, and the way his stubbled jawline marks the ache of her inner thigh stretched gaunt. He puts a forkful of sweetness into her mouth, decadent and creamy. Every bite is so damn good. All of this and more makes him worth her time. She whispers in his ear how she wants them to take turns, binding with ropes of emeralds and diamonds. He tells her, whatever you want, boss. And that bumps him up to a 9. End poem.
Outstanding. Outstanding ending. Deserves an outstanding comment, so I turn it over to Tom.
Oh,
over
my
to me.
God. Yes, Tom, to you.
Okay. I like this. Because it's a woman who knows what she wants, makes absolutely no qualms about getting it, but finds that sometimes the richest things have nothing to do with money. And even as she's acknowledging this and still looking for a way not to enjoy it too much, he captures her beautifully. And I love those last night. He tells her, whatever you want, boss, and that bumps him up to a 9. He still needs to be filthy rich, but 9 out of 10 ain't bad.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom.
I'll echo Tom's words. I'm in admiration of this. You know, you're on a roll, Pam. Last few poems I've read by you are absolutely perfect little gems. Speaking of gems, that's a nice prompt image that you chose. There's nothing better than the sparkle of emeralds against naked flesh, I think. And you did a great job allowing him to be selected. You know, first 2 out of 3, bumping up to a 9. And as Tom said, 9 out of 10 ain't bad. Deserves to be a song, I think. Gene, how did you like this?
Oh, I loved it, Pam. This was super. I mean, I had to mute myself because I was sitting here and I'm chuckling as I'm listening to you read it. I was like, there she goes. Yep, that's Pam. Pam and her best. You know, I mean, first I read the title and I kind of went, ooh, I don't know where she's going with this, but it sounds dangerous. But definitely. Yeah, I was like, oh, God. But definitely an excellent piece and very well done. I loved it. I thought there were incredible stanzas, one right after another, you know. I mean, it was just great. And it was good to see some of that back. I haven't seen you write a piece like this in a while. And it was excellent. Just really, really well done. Oh, my. That Pam, she's something else, boy. Get me all like going, whoa. Go, Pam. Ah, let me see now. Where am I? Okay, I'm near. Okay, Laurent. I have to find you worse. There you are. Copy. Okay, whenever you are ready.
Yep. Now, this is a dream fantasy. And I'm not sure whether I meant it as a fantasy you'll have when you're awake, kind of, you know, just bemused. Or whether it's going to be in the middle of the night, but it is a dream fantasy, even though the poem doesn't even tell you that. And it's called Golden Island of Sighs. Cocoa butter skin, tall and slim, fine white sand on which she reclined. Small triangle of gold lamé fabric covers her sex, gracefully laid out, body drinking the sun. Unclothed, abandoned to the elements. Where do I fit in? How do you address the mostly nude without leering or looking away, artificially uninterested, searching out places for the eyes to rest? Honor requires success. Success requires the right entrance. Does the actor know his lines? Hooking my thumbs at the waist, stepping out of my trunks, tossing them away. No man wants to shrink when nude. No danger. She already had me tumescent. It swayed as I walked past under her gaze. Small indrawn breath, purring sound. Sit, Iman, she says. Come sit. Tell me about yourself. Somewhere a god smiled. I'm sure of it. Island girl, I replied. Come swim, and we will be fishes together. She stood in one smooth motion, gold triangle fluttering to the sand. Neatly trimmed, small tattoo above. She caressed herself with long fingers, disappearing, reappearing in smooth cadence. I did the same for myself. Five fingers and palm. We stood a body's length apart, close enough to hear each other's breath quickening as we yielded to twin crests of arousal. Moments odd and surreal. Self-stimulation on a beach with a stranger? She looks equally puzzled, but smiles. Tongue glossing her lips. Her teeth are almost predatory. Let me be willing prey, easily digested. Her breasts gleam softly, orbs in motion, smile stretched to a rictus. Passion is her dancing tongue, flicking out in urgent rhythms, an archipelago of desires. Island girl, I moan softly. Sit, Iman, she whispered huskily. May I touch you? You may. And we did, on that golden island of sighs. End poem.
Nice.
That's a tease.
Nice work, Ron. Pam, you want to start us off?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I think this is wonderful, wonderful central write, great storytelling. I like how immediately you draw our attention to the woman with her cocoa butter skin, tall and slim, fine white sand on which she reclined. And you bring us into the atmosphere. Honor requires success. Success requires the right entrance. Does the actor know his lines? I like that immediately you have the man just out there, like, wanting to get that success. And I really like the back and forth conversation, how he refers to her as island girl, and she refers to him as a city man. And then there's just some really delightful moments of humor in here, like, you know, a man doesn't like to shrink, but there's no worry about that. that was really great. And then a beautiful ending lines, may I touch you, you may, and we did. On that golden island of sighs. Golden island of sighs. That is just absolutely beautiful and very well done.
Yeah, what she said. Thomas, how about you?
Well, this I like this because it's 90% a beautiful tease. It takes you through the whole course. There's a certain humor in a man admitting to his own fears and desires to be able to perform successfully. There's a certain humor in the fact that before she really moves to him, she makes sure that she herself is equally excited, and it's done very, very well, and done with a certain sly wit behind a lot of what's been written, that it makes it fun to hear as well as sensual and exciting. Very well done, John.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, and Laurent, I thought this was wonderful. A great piece for sure, well written, and many clever lines throughout. I thought it was dripping in sensuality and well expressed daydreams is what I put. So nice job.
Thanks
for sharing. Mm-hmm. You got that right. And hello, Frank. Welcome to the party.
Hello there, my friends. It's good to be on. And Laurent, you're the man, Laurent. This was an incredible piece. I didn't hear the poem, but I just read the poem. It is just mind-boggling. You have such a creative, I would say you are a genius, my man. You bring such sensuality to the forefront with such grace. And there's so many lines here I could touch, but I think I'll leave it to the ending there. With island girl, I moan softly, city man, she whispered huskily. Well, this is just a great poem. Great, great overall. Good job, my friend. You made my poem look terrible.
I don't think so.
Yes. Okay. And thank you, Pam, by the way. Just saying. And Thomas, I have a poem.
You're welcome. Just saying.
Okay.
Hello there. Hello there.
There we go. Whenever you're ready, Thomas.
Okay. I promised that I was going to write a poem with Calavigian in it. So I decided to do the whole poem about it, especially since the picture invited that type of thinking. So here it is, Calavigian. String stings, hard but not late, straight cause a quake, the moment when shape the heavens sang, it fate. How can any man wait? The neck catches kisses, the spine entwines as fingers interweave the wonders of nerves against the hard scape of bone, the moans at the rise when the moon awakens sight and sighs where a body lies in wait. Cheat half on, and the bare wonder your Calavigian modesty calls out. Could I do less than answer? As lips suckle nipples, hands are filled by wonder, the firmness where dynamite rests one massage and lightly caresses as you feel heat, the inner glow, the sudden flow, the magic in a moment when all is refined by such a fine. I can only sigh, be glad I'm alive. As you drift towards the door, whisper, shower. As you leave me behind.
Nice poem.
Yeah, nice job. When I saw the picture, I was admiring it. There's much there to admire. And I was thinking to myself that she has a beautiful buttocks, or a nice ass, as they say. And then I said to myself, wait a second, what the hell does Kallipygian mean? So I looked that up quickly, and sure enough, well-formed buttocks. And then I looked at the last lines, leaving me behind. And I said, oh, that's Sly Thomas. He snuck that right in there on purpose, I will bet. This is nice and done. I like the format. I like the structure. The neck catches kisses. The spine entwines. As fingers interweave, wonders of nerves against the heart cave of bone. Written in the third person, I believe at that point. Nicely done. Daring, too. I like his lips suckle, nipples. There was a time when you couldn't say nipples on this show, but time marches on.
Yeah, I know.
Time marches on, and there they are. You can't deny them. Well done. Now, our new member is Frank. He always gives a great comment. Frank, go ahead.
All right, my friend, here. First of all, Thomas, you are a man who keeps his words. You said you were going to use the word Kallipygian, and I am very much admire the effort you put in this poem here. This was a beautiful write. I mean, it was very sensual. It was erotic, and it had an exotic flair to it. But I really like the notion there, how you bring us, you weave a storyline here. You know, there is something about when you write pieces of sensuality, the description has to be there. You have to bring the reader in and using metaphors or description in general. You know, there's so many wonderful lines out there, but I like the one that you say, in wait, sheet half on, in the bare wonder, your Kallipygian modesty calls out, could I do less than answer? That is very central, my friend. It's a very sexy poem, and I really like that whole notion there of what Laurent said, the behind. And there, and if I can just ask there, Thomas, I wonder if the shower is running.
you got to ask yourself these things. I understand.
I'll let you keep that secret there.
Frank, great comment. Thank you so much. Pat, your turn to comment on, well, your turn to comment.
Absolutely. I thought this was a steamy hot write. I really like how a lot of it involves the appreciation of the beauty and the curves and the gifts of the female form. I really like the neck catches, kisses, the spine entwines as fingers interweave, the wonder of nerves against the hardscape of bone, the moans at the rise when the moon awakens. Just absolutely beautiful, seductive imagery, and very well done.
Oh, thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean?
Well, Thomas, I think this was excellent work. I said it was a beautiful write for a beautiful image, and I very much enjoyed it. Hot stuff. Hot stuff. Definitely. That was actually one of my favorite pictures that I put up as a prompt, and I'm glad to see somebody wrote to it and did it justice. It was nicely done. So thanks, Thomas.
Well, I had already decided it was, when I saw what the contest was, I knew this was where I was going to have to deliver on my promise to Frank. And when I found the picture, I went, oh, thank goodness, there's exactly the right one.
Absolutely. You ain't the please. You know, prompt-wise,
I mean, you know,
anyway.
You must have been reading my mind.
Well, you know. You never know.
Spiritually centered, let us say.
You're funny. Okay, so, you know, Frank has got you. Let everybody hear his piece since he's like, next in line now. So, I think he planned it that way, guys. I think he planned it that way. Here we go, Frank.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, let me hit that.
Mi amor, the warm breath of my seduction tickles like a zephyr blowing on your blossoming bosom. Spanish whispers of a sexy conquistador, my lips nibble on the forbidden fruit of lust. The steamy moisture of your erotic aroma stimulates the sanctions in my inquisitive exploration. I rub the strawberries slowly across your caramel curves. My fingers entertain the surface with such craving caresses. I pour whipped cream dripping onto the edges of your navel, then I pluck with my teeth a sensual strawberry while I delight in the exotic substance of its juicy taste. In your mound billows with a naughty conduction, I undress the seams of your tempting lingerie and the straps beneath your flowing sable hair, covering the nude exposure of your lactiferous gushes as I sip from the fountain, wanting more and more. My hot kisses invoke the passion of a roaring tempest, the heavy rains of the season of the tropical wet monsoon, the intense climax of the ocean's rising tidal waves. For I am the lover of your endless fantasies exhibited. Let me be the one that dances in your dreams. Soy tu amante, me pones caliente. Eres mi obsesión, mi placer y tentación. La luna virginal, el rocío sensual. I am your lover, you make me hot. You are my obsession, my pleasure and temptation. The virgin moon, the sensual dew. Ole, ole, ole.
You pick it all or match it all.
There was a time, in the past, perhaps the Spanish Inquisition, when they would have taken you and burned you at the stake as an evil mage who transfixed all the women with your voice and your words. Who's going to compete with that? My hot kisses invoke the passion of a roaring tempest, the heavy rains of the season of the tropical wet monsoon, the intense climax of the ocean's rising tidal waves, for I am the lover of your endless fantasies exhibited, at which point her clothes hit the floor and she becomes very accessible. This is nice. This is warm
oh,
as
I appreciate.
You want to get. Wow.
Oh, I appreciate that. And it has, I think I would have to do a little bit of that little guitar there. I have to give credit to my guitarist there in the background.
Yeah, you're going to make somebody a really good wife. I mean, a good husband. Pam, please. Mistress Pamela, please.
Oops, sorry. Yes. Yeah, this is just beautiful and sensual. I like the use of, food with the my lips nibble on the forbidden fruit of lust. And I rub the strawberry slowly across your caramel curves. Wonderful imagery, very seductive. I undress the seams of your tempting lingerie, and there's straps beneath your flowing sable hair covering the nude exposures. And, I like how there's that taking time to undress. So a wonderful, wonderful sensual rite and very well done.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much there. I was waiting for you to say caliente there.
Thank you, Pam. And Tom, please.
Oh, I just wrote it. The wonder of sensuality that flames like a bonfire in your poetry is a delight to the romantic that lives in any human being. This is rich in the flames that rush their warmth to the skin and burn deeply the tattoo of love. Enjoy the lyricism in this one and the way you create a human Sunday. Sin with the possibility of feeling fat and no room for seconds.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thanks, Tom. And Jean
no
Marie.
Problem.
Well, Frank, I thought this was well done. I thought it was highly sensual and passionate. It was a great job and a wonderful audio.
Thank you very much.
Nice job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Pam, that brings me to you again. So I'm going to put this piece up by Lyric.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Okie dokie.
All right. This is Dance the Night Away by Lyric is Speaking, and it goes like this. Let me stimulate your body's movement to pattern that of mine as we sway, waltzing around obstacles, tripping, falling into each other's arms, silhouettes form. We fell in love, head over heels, looking into each other's eyes. Subconsciously, we found our rhythmic passion, admiring flirtatiously the invigorating desire, symbolizing sexual connotations. We have come to mind as we stride synchronistically, learning our language of love, dreamscapes, aspiration, and poem.
Well read,
nice Pam. Job.
Tom, can we start with you, please? Tom, are you on mute?
Tom dropped.
Wow. All right, Frank, then would you start us off?
Yes, I thought the poem was remarkable in the sense of the foreplay, just the whole notion of the lovemaking, the way it's described. You know, it's not really a lengthy poem, but there's so much description in this poem, you know. I like the fact that she brings us in with the sentience of the stimulation of the body. Then she brings in the visualness of the silhouette. She brings in as well the rhythm of the passion and what it symbolizes, you know, in the whole process of lovemaking. I thought it was just a fantastic poem. It was sensual. It was erotic, but it was very much very creative. I think she did a wonderful job in bringing in, you know, the whole poem, the whole imagery throughout the poem was very, very descriptive, and it was just well executed.
Thank you, Frank.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
The I found portions of the last stanza absolutely entrancing. We found our rhythmic passion, admiring flirtatiously the invigorating desire, symbolizing sexual connotations. We have coming to mind as we stride synchronistically, learning our language of love, dreamscapes, aspiration. I thought that was so smoothly written, really nicely done. Bravo, poet. And Pam, please.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It is a certain sense of playfulness to it. You know, like they like the idea that they're you know, dancing together, but they're tripping over each other. You know, that the whole idea that neither one of them are perfect or even really good at dancing. They're just simply enjoying the moment of being with each other. And I really like that she puts learning our language of love. I thought that was a great way to express the idea of learning more about each other and how each one of each other expresses love and admiration. So just a wonderful write and very well done.
Well expressed, Pam. Thank you. Jean?
I thought this was a great brevity. I thought it was full of desire and sensuality. So great job for sure, Charisse. Good to have you join us in the contest. Sorry, I got a little bit turned around. Yeah, really well done. Okay, so now let's figure out where I'm going to go next. Yes. Okay, Laurent, that brings me to you. So let me put this
on.
So I have heard. I laugh in the face of danger, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it share.
All right. We have an offering by Aaron Panther called Visceral Touch. Nerves tingle as breezes play against the timidness of raw skin. The slow pulse of nature gently filtering through this body hair, caressing like feathers upon tender shoulders. A naked soul exposed to the visceral tide of knowing that such energy even exists to entice vulnerability. Every moment breathes anxiety and anticipation until the tingling wanes. The sun setting upon a satiated being, content with its newfound freedom. And she did prompt number 22, which, if I remember correctly, is that hideous image of that guy with a lousy body, all those bumps on his stomach. Can you imagine? Oh, the six-pack, that's right. Well, to me, it's hideous.
Well, I guess 22 was now. Now I'm curious. Now I'm going to go see what prompt 22 was now.
I think it's a cowboy with a six-pack, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm going to go see.
Yeah, you just want to look at him again. I know you.
No, prompt 22 is the same one that Frank wrote to.
Oh, it is.
Or not Frank. Thomas. Thomas
Frank,
wrote
Frank likes 22. Cowboys, eh?
No, the bot.
It's the same prompt that Thomas wrote to. The woman
I know
with
I was making a joke or trying to. Thank you, though.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Whatever. Never mind. Wow. Okay. Well,
Frank, can you comment, please?
Yes, I thought it was a wonderful piece, wonderful execution. To I didn't know what the prompt was neither, but I could really feel that visceral touch throughout the poem. You know, I like the way that the nerves tingle with the breeze. I like the tenderness of the raw skin. I like that really the slow motion aspect of what he's bringing here with the poem, with the caresses of the feathers. I like the notion of the naked soul exposed. This is just a wonderful piece here. You know, there is a sense of sensuality in this piece here. but it's also very poetic, and I really did enjoy the whole notion of the notion of the visceral touch there throughout the poem, because it made me relate to it in that aspect, and of course sensuality without the touch itself, it's limited to just the mental aspect. So you really did a great job. It was a great execution.
Now you see, here you and I agree. That third stanza struck me as being the core of the whole thing. Visceral tide of knowing that such energy even exists to entice vulnerability. You know, you want to talk about things that exist that you can't see? Energy exists. It can be the energy of the look, the energy that is transmitted in the touch, in the kiss. But that energy is paramount. It's something we all have that nobody ever looks at, but boy, at the right time, yeah, definitely going to make a person vulnerable. Pam, please.
I think this is absolutely a beautiful sensual brevity, and he did a great job of capturing that sensuality, as Frank mentioned, without the use of touch. I really like that divine hair crushing like feathers upon tender shoulders. I think the shoulders are too often a neglected body part when it comes to sensuality, and yet there's a certain strength and tenderness to it. A lot of times what somebody is feeling is expressed so very well in the way they hold back or hang their shoulders. I also really like a naked soul exposed in the visceral tide of knowing. There's just something very intoxicating about the idea of knowing somebody that well, that you can watch them and just feel and anticipate every breath of anxiety and anticipation. You know, so it's just a beautiful rite and very well done.
You know, I do agree with you about the shoulders, because the shoulder is roughly midway between the lips and the breasts. So it's a very good jumping off point, I think.
I like that, a jumping off point.
All right, Frank, your comment, please.
Oh, I already commented on this one, I
believe. Yeah, you did, I'm sorry. Must be, I just love to hear your voice on the program.
Oh, there you go, my friend.
And Jean,
it would
please.
Be the laugh.
Well, I thought this was an excellent piece. I thought it was very sensual and very well done. It was definitely a beautiful write. And thanks for sharing that with us, Errant Panther. It was just fabulous. I look forward to hearing from you again in another contest. Okay, Frank, I have the next one up for you. Thank you very much.
All right, it's by Poetic Creations, No Kisses at Midnight.
Yes.
It goes
yes,
like
yes,
this.
Yes.
All right, this is the poem. The key to fulfillment, silk lace and sentiment, committed to contentness, regal is the intent. Red over maroon, a man's hands croon, while lips move smooth and sink with moon. Their orbits collide as pressure intensifies. Roaming Gottlieb are unified, giving in to new hide. End of poem.
Well read, Frank. Thank you.
You're
now,
okay.
Jean, which prop is 32?
Let me look and see. Prompt 32. It's the one right after 33, for God's sake. What's wrong with you?
Before 33.
Oh, I don't know. 32. It's those sweet lips. My, oh, my. I could kiss those lips all night long. It's the last prompt in the contest.
Well, then kisses at midnight makes sense. The key to fulfillment, silk, lace, and sentiment. I kind of like the way those two go together. This is a nice brevity. It doesn't try to do too much, but it certainly succeeds at what it wants to accomplish. And Pam, please.
Jesus, what did I do? She said she'd be right back.
Oh, then Frank, please.
All right. I agree with what you said, Laurent. I like the whole concept, the notion of kisses at an eternal hour of midnight. There's a good rhyming scheme to this, but what I like is the imagery throughout the poem. I like the synchronicity there with the lips and the moon. I thought that was very, very good there. I thought the poem, I agree, it wasn't excessive. It was sensual, but it had just enough there to keep us, you know, reading. And I like the notion of the orbits collide. There is something intense about that line. I thought he did a wonderful job there with this gravity.
Certainly, absolutely. And Jean, please.
Well, I have to agree. I think that it was a great brevity, and it was a great reflection of that prompt. So I think that Poetic Creations really hit all the right notes in this one. Well done, PC, and thank you so much. Absolutely. Now, is Pam back? That's the question. Pam, I assume.
She said, I'll be back. She wrote,
yeah.
I'll be back.
Fill her up.
2 minutes ago.
Actually, I think Pam's in the shower.
Maybe.
Well, if you look at the room, she certainly seems to be.
I saw that. Yes. Okay. Laurent, I'm going to put the next one up for you. Thank you.
All right. This is by Rhymed Raven. And it's called Sunny Side Up. Take me on and off, on and off, till I simmer steadily under the cooker's hood. Turn the knob of my front door and signal the troops to subtly rush in, ready for a breakfast feast, or just eggs, next to a good old-fashioned book to read. I'm ready to be cleansed, to be dusted off the shelves. Open my cover, press your nails against the leather jacket, and read the words out loud. Shout the filthy forward out. Undress the outlines and steal a kiss with each passing phrase of, I want you. Scribble your notes on the margin, but leave enough empty spaces to taste the paper's cherry-flavored cream color. I'm still standing, bent and deformed, like a damaged book spine, yet still able to crawl on all four. Take me on and off, the rug, just like a picnic basket with OCD doughs, the heavy-duty blanket laid bare in a lonely meadow, waiting for a whisper of wind to whirl it all away. And as the lampshade shakes and glides over dune-shaped flesh, filling the highs and lows with tongue-twisting tales, we march in lullabying rhythms. Fishnets are wrong in so many ways, yet it takes just one right pull to put everything in place. Pacing back and forth on four or six limbs, while we trim the final countdown from five to four, three, two, on and off, and on.
Nice job, Ron.
I like Ryan Raven's stuff. It's good and it's different.
Yep.
I do like different. Bravo, Rhymed. Frank, you got to put on a bravura performance here.
Oh, well, that's a mighty performance to have to, you know, follow after that read. I thought the poem here, I agree, this is a very unique type of a poem here. I like the whole concept here of just, you know, of just bringing in these details, you know, with the cuckoo's hood, the notion there of the romanticism of, you know, the front door, the breakfast there. And but I, what I really liked was the sensuality here, which is take me on and off and off the rug like a picnic basket. Well, this is very, it's a central piece, but she has such a remarkable ability to be able to, you know, disguise it with metaphors there. But of course, that last reference there was very much, was what I really enjoyed was the countdown from 5, 4, 3, 2, on and off. Well, just the imagery there just brings up, just conjures just, a very erotic moment there that I thought was a great, great write.
Yeah, great comment, by the way. She personifies at several points in the poem the cooker's hood, the knob of my front door. I like the metaphors used, the breakfast feast, or just eggs next to the old-fashioned book to read, and she becomes the book. I do like that. And the simple phrasing, which is not so simple, undress the outlines and steal a kiss with each passing phrase of, I want you, scribble your notes on the margin. Just an aside, my dad, whenever he read a book, would fill every empty space with his notes. And then years later, he would give you the book as a gift, and you opened it up, and there were all the notes. He said, see, you don't have to think. Now, I like this this poem quite a bit. Is Mrs. Pam back yet?
She is.
Yes. Yeah, I have to say, this is a really, really nice write. You know, a breakfast is one of my favorite meals, especially when it comes with a side order of sexy. And I really like the repetitive lines where he says, turn me off, turn me off, turn me, take me on and off, till I simmer steadily under the cooker's hand, and undress the outlines and steal a kiss with each passing phrase of I want you, scribble your notes on the margin, but leave enough empty spaces to taste the paper's cherry-flavored cream color. There's something very beautiful and sensual in the idea of writing words to somebody and telling them about how you feel. And I really like fishnets are wrong in so many ways. It takes just one right pull to put everything in place. Just really a wonderful, thoughtful, sensual write, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, it's to you.
Absolutely. I agree with what Pam said. That's exactly it. It was very subtly sensual all the way through, and I think that's wonderful. It wasn't in your face. It was just, I don't know, it just was. That's the only way I can put it. And I enjoyed it from top to bottom. Very nicely done. And Limes, thanks for writing for the contest. That was a pleasant surprise. Now. Pam. Here we go.
Yes.
Copy. Then paste. Why am I doing that? It's not your turn.
Oh, okay.
I'm crazy as hell. I'm telling you. Oh, God. Okay, Frank, you're up next. Because you are the person.
All right, dude. Do you have, okay, I have to refresh here for a second. All right, so, okay, this is a poem by Time Teller, Our Dance, and it goes like this. My blood-brain barrier has succumbed to swirling eddies of hemoglobin, pulsing over high ridges of pretensive hypertension, thrashing limbs swimming within the basking luminescence of the sea of tranquility, slipping its way across the void between the sheets of gravity, combining us like twin stars. My plasma flows from columnar galactic dust pillars looking for your galaxy, where we regress to proto and fall from space into atmosphere, plunging through heated breaths to land upon another planet where we might lie under an aurora borealis as it plays and skirts around the Milky Way. Here we might dance on the edge of a snowy avalanche as our cytokines storm our barricades, breach in cellular walls and diffuse in fluids until our vision becomes quantum flux and our spin within each other's arms is entanglement, like red giants as one we expand, climaxing into supernovas. They give way to soft, pulsing neutrinos. Our symphony skirts while dwarfs drifting between the constellations, whispering dark matter, toying tongues on nebulae clusters as our acetylcholine races across inner voids, carrying with it the solar winds of want and desire. Last night I dreamt I was alive within the Milky Way, ballroom of the stars. Last night I dreamt I was with you. End of poem. Oh, a little bit of a tongue twister there.
Nice job. Laurent, are you there?
Yeah, I was sitting there chuckling. You don't like cytokines, Frank? You come across that word without preparing yourself, and you go, instant decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
at this late hour.
It was a difficult poem to read. You did well. This has a certain... She uses a cosmic canvas to paint her picture. My plasma flows from columnar galactic dust pillars. Looking for your galaxy, we regress to protoplasm, I assume, and fail from space into atmosphere, plunging through heated breaths to land upon another planet. You know, if you're going to take a certain metaphor and then work it, you got to be careful that you don't let it flag under too much use, but she does a good job with this all the way through. Everything makes sense. The science is correct. The sensuality is there. It's cosmic passion. What more could we ask for? Pam, I'd like your comment, please.
I really liked this one, and I have to say, I think Frank did a wonderful read of it. What I like is that this is in intelligent sensuality. The use of the scientific words and the use of the galaxy and the nervous system and the system of the human body. I feel like the first stanza really most of it focuses on a physical reaction to thinking about another person. And then so much more, the rest of it really brings us into that idea of traveling in your dreams. And I like that this is another one that has sensuality without touching. Rather, it is about that those moments where in your dreams you reach out to another person that you wish you could be with. So it's beautiful, right, and very well done.
Thanks, Pam. All right, Frank, give it your best.
Well, first of all, you took me to where no man has gone before. This poem here. I thought the poem was very, very much on the play of the science aspect of a bit of cosmicity there, but I really thought the sensuality really was gripping. In particular, what really grasped me was that line there, our symphony skirts, white dwarfs drifted between the constellations, and of course the dark matter, the references to the toying tongues or nebulae clusters as our acetylcholine races across inner voids. There is in the desires there, the solar winds. I thought that was to me what epitomized the sensuality. There was much of the foreplay there, but then there was the actual action there, and that was very descriptive, and that sounds are there.
So Dutch. Laurent.
Hello.
You didn't get my mental telepathy on that one? Your turn, Gene.
Yeah. I thought the piece was clever and well done. I thought it was an intriguing take on sensuality in the prompt. And, well, actually, she didn't even say prompt on the contest because I don't know which prompt was, you know, in play there. But it was clever take on sweet dreams are made of these. You know, sometimes it's all about the twist. Anyhow, that was a great piece, and thanks for sharing time, Teller. Now, Pam, for you, I have this next piece.
All right. I'm pretty sure his prompt was your header picture, but I can't say for sure.
That could be.
Yeah. And this is Dance Through My Dreams by Kel Smiles, and it goes like this. I loved wearing dresses with full skirts, you know, the kind that swirl out, especially if they flourished and flounced around my legs and twirled. I was a young, naive teenage girl with dreams of a future world, loved being in a large portion of it along with a family of my own. I grew up, my dreams didn't change. Firstly, I wanted to attend college, achieve my degree in psychology, fate interceded, plans rearranged. Original dreams back in full motion, just like the skirts I loved to swirl. Gullibly believed dreams came true, fell in love with intense emotion. I wanted to be his dream wife, together have a beautiful family. Started with a red-haired daughter, it was a dream, I had a perfect life. The dream changes as they do. I woke up, realized my perfect life with a husband, not my friend. But that's how some dreams come true. A few decades of dreams passed through another faulty marriage, as well as two more children. I thought my dreams were past. Then at last, my dream came true. Found a husband, also my friend, soulmate, a loving life partner. In my dreams, he danced through. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed this poem as well. Those full skirts that she mentions, with pleated, I think, worn by the Bobby Soxers back in the 50s. That was a nice image. I used to remember seeing those on, Dick Clark. Dick Clark, yeah, right. Thank you, my dear. You know, we have dreams. We achieve them. Life changes them. But you come back and you do it again and realize that even though you thought your dreams were past, they can still come true. I think that's important when you found a friend, a soulmate, a loving life partner who dances through your dreams. When you can dream of your partner, that's great. Usually once you got them, you don't have to dream about them anymore. But that's not the case here. Frank, my friend, your turn.
Yeah, I thought this poem was very touching in the regard that it really just was embodied what was the states of our lives, you know, when we go from one state to another. But I really like the sincerity in this poem here, and really there's so much details, you know, that Kel, you know, she reveals in this poem. It's very endearing, you know, the whole notion of him, of her finding her soulmate there and dancing dreams. And just this poem really just epitomizes really, you know, the whole hardship of what life is, yet at the same time, the beauty of its, you know, of its reward. when you do find that lovable person that you call soulmate, and forever long it lasts, you cherish it. And I could see the sentiments expressed here. The sincerity above all is palpable throughout the poem. I thought she did a wonderful, this is one of her most beautiful poems that I've read from her.
I love your comment. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
And Jean, please.
I thought this was a somewhat sad piece. You go through life and you're looking for something and searching for it and, you know, it falls short and it falls short again. And then, you know, when you really find what it is you're looking for, you know, it just dances through, you know, and whether that's in your dreams or in real life, it's very true for so many. But I think it was a really great write by Kel, and I appreciate her sharing that with us. It was heartfelt, and I enjoyed it. That's it. So, I have to assume that I'm the last commenter on this piece. And what I can say is I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We have no more pieces left. We cleared the board. Woohoo! That's always nice. And I think there was wonderful poetry tonight. I want to thank everyone who shared with us, everyone who entered the contest. I want to thank Thomas and Pam and Laurent, as always. And Frank, thanks for calling in tonight. Very much appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
It was great to hear everybody. And, I love everybody's comments on the pieces. So that was wonderful. And we have wonderful pieces to work with. So life is good. And happy Wednesday. Yes. Hope everybody has a great rest of the week and a wonderful weekend. And after this show is, I don't think we have a show after this show tonight. Think that
show tomorrow, Veterans Day
show tomorrow with Richard and Laurent. Heading it off, and Pam, I'm not sure, are you going to be there? Excuse me.
I'm hoping to. I'll have a right, but I always enjoy showing my support for those kind of shows that support our veterans.
Absolutely. So that is the truth of it. We're off to later on tonight. We've got Richard and the veteran show, followed by which show is it tomorrow night, Pam? Into the Darkness.
And after that, we'll be Into the Darkness, where we will be featuring poetry inspired by the artwork of Alexander Compton.
Okay.
The contest is closed, okay, but people are welcome to check out the prompts and put a write that fits on the topic board.
Sounds like fun. And after that is open poetry with me, so me and Laurent. So, you know, that's always easy, right? It's good stuff. And then we have Faziana with Heart Center Part C. Not sure what her topic is this week, but she will be there on Friday. Her and Babler, I believe. And then Saturday is our, is that Gray Pam or is he off this week? We're not. Pam's gone. Okay, Pam, thanks for that answer. I don't know. Saturdays are usually up in the air in my brain. The week drives me a little batty because I can't keep up. Anyway, it was wonderful tonight, and thank you all for joining. Okay. Night, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks
for having me on the show. Good night.